So check yes or no, maybe, maybe. That's my Guest Lobby John single.
Guest Lobby John.
Guest Lobby John.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Listen what I say, yo. I think we'll be talking about that later.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a little
what
foreshadowing.
Say, yo.
Not that one.
No, that's the one I was talking about.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah. Yeah. Are we talking about the RHCP later? Anyways,
maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
Hey.
Sorry to tip
the bit.
It's
a cold intro.
It's a very cold intro, dude.
But before the show, right before the show, Brian was talking about Emporium.
Oh, yeah.
Emporium.
I'm sure there's someone out there that knows Emporium.com. I don't know. I never went to it, but I had a friend who like loved porn, which...
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? But he like seemed to really have a problem.
He had subscriptions.
The reason is he would bring his... He was also like kind of a... He was like hacker guy, too.
And, yeah. And, oh, yeah, it's CP.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to... I didn't even think about that, but he would bring his PC to like boys' nights, you know, and like hanging out. He would be like, just so he could show porn. He's like, hey guys, he was always like suggesting that we watch porn.
That's
together.
Insanity.
It's kind of crazy, man.
I know, because most of the time
this
we're like,
what makes Brian McFly.
I don't think I've ever watched porn with a bro.
I have, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not like...
I'm going to want to jerk off, and I don't want to do it around you.
It's not a group project.
It's not.
I mean, if you're in a group of ladies...
Oh.
Hey, ladies, what if we put on this pornogs?
That's okay. Before woke.
You can do that. No, they all love right. That shit, dude.
That's good.
As long as they're into it.
As long as it's
as
like
long
a
woke okay
fantasy thing.
Yeah, well, that's a separate...
Or the step siblings, you know?
Yeah, what if we were related and shit? You want to fuck? That's what you should open with on Tinder. What if we're related and shit? You want to fuck?
Ah, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah. You look a lot like my sister.
That's a good line.
Would you like to fuck?
It's a good line. You laugh, everyone's
and
laughing.
And then she's like, ew, you're gross. And then she blows you off like, my sister's box is better anyway. Later,
yeah,
nerd.
I got the last laugh.
Yeah, later, nerd. He said, I'll prove you wrong. My box is way better than your sister's.
Dude, seriously, are you trying to make me hard right now?
I know, this is all working,
come
right?
Come on, dude.
You should be less explicit
Bowling.
About it. So you could say, you look like someone whose mother would have married my dad.
That's... Wait, you're saying
that's
be less
more explicit? Oh, less explicit. That is less explicit.
Now you're making her think, and that's not what Brian wants.
Yeah, you can't let him think.
What? What? You got to know your audience, Burrito.
Okay, how about this?
Jesus Christ, you're coming at them with intellect?
Girl, you look like you could be 50 to 54% related to me.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how much many you think.
We may have
DNA's.
The same father or mother.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or you can tell her about the study that shows there's people who are attracted to familials. You know what I mean? Like, they have that study where they're people like characteristics that look similar to their
yeah,
own.
Yeah, it makes sense. Oh. Or I could just say, if it's like someone that's not allegedly white, I could be like, hey, even though this study says that, you know, I should be attracted to someone that looks like my sister, I'm attracted to you, girl.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah!
Even though, even though you're not white, I'm still attracted.
I actually find you attractive.
Yeah, even though you're not white,
yeah,
you should tell her that.
You should tell her, I actually find you attractive.
That's good.
That's all you need.
Really fucking
That's
good.
That's all you need.
I actually find
Monkey's
you attractive.
Out of the bottle, man.
You know
just
what?
One time, please, for me, one time, shoot that shot.
Yeah, man.
yeah.
That's the opener.
If there's any costs associated, we'll kindly pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll give you a Megalike dollar. I don't know if that is that a that? Thing.
You never heard of Megalike dollars?
No.
You've never heard of a Megalike dollar?
What century are you in?
Yeah, dude.
This is Quantimino currency.
Like this is fucking Quantimino currency, baby.
You might be in the 22nd
Megalike
century.
Megalike dollar, dude. Megalike dollar. Wake up. Wake up.
You just going to keep repeating
Megalike
it?
Megalike dollar. Megalike dollar. Wake up. Oh my God. Megalike dollar. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up! Why won't you wake up? Megalike dollar, why won't you wake up?
Brian!
Why won't you wake up? Megalike, why won't you wake up? Why won't you wake up? Megalike dollar!
It's like, God,
what the fuck, dude?
Megalike dollar! Holy shit.
Hey, that's commitment, baby.
Yeah.
If you want to know what committing to the bit is, it's what you just heard.
Was that better than McDonald's?
What do you mean?
The Ronald McDonald.
Ronald out the asshole. Yeah. I think that one was hotter shit, dude.
This was more primal. This was more this like was from the gut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ronald McDonald was very like highbrow.
Highfalutin.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? Very Ronald bourgeois. McDonald coming out of his own asshole? What was it?
It wasn't his own asshole. It was an asshole.
Out of an asshole.
A very large asshole.
Yeah.
Like the visual is you see an anus, just a starfish, a brown eye. Uh-huh. That's all
the
you
Red
see.
Hot Chili Pepper logo.
Yeah, and the first thing
okay, we're talking about it.
Yeah. The first thing that pops out is a clown nose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like, and this is performance, sorry.
Do the noise. Oh, my God.
And you just think, you know, a stage with a life-size, not life-size, this is a giant thing. Enough to where Gemini would fit popping out of it.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
And so you see the red nose pop out. I mean, it's like good latex pucker. To where you can push the nose through, and all that comes through is the nose.
Uh-huh.
And then Gemini works his way out the butthole. Yeah. But he's got, like, you know, melted Hershey's, like, coming out of his mouth or something.
I got peanut butter lung.
Yeah, peanut butter lung.
I gotta listen to that.
Be a good episode, right?
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
Shit, dude. Yeah. Anyways. Fuck, dude. What are we even talking about?
Recently.
Follow-up plus McFly true or false based on mugshot recently.
You want to?
This was a burrito story.
Oh yeah, I did show this. Well, you remember the Florida bride who laced the wedding food with pot?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
apparently not something to do.
Apparently, when the police were there, they had body cameras on. What do you know?
Funny how you only see their body cameras when it serves them, huh?
So, okay.
So they're walking around, they're asking people questions, and in one part, they're asking the bride and groom
there it is.
If they knew anything, and the groom is talking about it, and he's like, oh no, I didn't know anything about this. Are people sick? And, you know, and the whole time that he is concerned, his new wife is standing right behind him with just... like this stupidest grin on her face. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a true...
The mugshot?
It's kind of weird that she's...
She looks like a discount Dallas Howard. Is that that lady's name?
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Oh, yeah. She does. Yeah, I can't tell if she was just really high, so she was, like, snickering in the back, or she was, like, she's a psychopath. So she's grinning as the cops are, like, getting
Which
to the bottom of the crime.
Redder? Probably the psychopath, right?
The redder the flag, the sweeter the juice.
As the saying, that's the Slam City state motto, actually. The redder the flag, the sweeter the juice.
Dude, she's actually 42.
Really?
She's out of the window now. She's mommy status.
She's too old to be pulling this shit, if you ask me, which is a fucking red flag.
I mean,
a friend could get it, too.
I can get it.
I actually find you attractive.
Talking about the caterer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What are the odds two criminal women in cahoots with each other and both of them could get it?
I don't think they knew better. They were just trying to have a good time.
They were goofing.
Right?
I mean,
they put marijuana in spaghetti.
Lasagna.
Oh, sure. That's where it was?
Yeah, but spaghetti
was in everything.
Oh, wow.
It was in everything.
It was in everything.
Oh, they had some oil or some shit?
Yeah. It was in everything.
They just cooked
with it. I feel like that's too much. It's fine to have like weed oil or whatever, but like you don't need it in fucking everything.
Or they were thinking
to
like,
have because when you eat it, you're gonna get hungry and you're just gonna eat more of it and you're gonna go way too fucking high. What is this? That's what happened here.
Oh yeah, you're right.
If you just had like a little brownie, everyone would have had a fun-ass time.
It shows that they had this question. They were like, okay, we put in the spaghetti, but what if someone doesn't like spaghetti and they don't eat it? They won't get high.
So they're thinking, let's put it in the cake.
We want everyone high.
We want everybody high.
No escape.
You're not getting high.
So that is
gam gam.
It's a little fucked up. But give me a call, either one of you.
Or both.
Or both. You know what? I'll relapse. I'll eat your damn lasagna.
Is that a euphemism?
That means eating ass.
Ooh. I wasn't thinking it was ass.
So clearly it looks like a
it's a bloody vagina.
Ew.
It's a bloody cheesy vagina.
A bloody cheesy vagina. Well, you know, sometimes.
It looked like monster cheese.
There's a little
cheese.
Yeast in the pizza.
Ooh.
A little yeast in the pizza.
Brian's still dining.
You're going to put that ricotta in there.
Oh my God. He's going to eat his own ricotta out of there.
Ooh.
Wow.
For how much? Brian.
Yeah, how much does snowball out of a bloody pussy?
Yeah. Put a price on it, Brian.
Put a price on it, Brian.
When you put it that way.
Let me just give you a blank check.
I can tell you're... You're in a purple suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, asking me that question.
Yeah.
How much...
Spotify's got a blank check right now.
Really, it depends on what the...
This is one of our tasks, sorry.
Yeah, you're on call.
It depends
on... It's fucking 4 a.m.
On the woman, you know?
Yeah.
Depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Woman of your dreams, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Brooke Burke.
I mean, there's a chance, depending... If Brooke Burke's asking...
He might do it for free.
Yeah, I might do it for $10, dude, just to kind of, like, have some dignity.
$10?
Just to pay for gas?
Yeah, to get home.
You ain't leaving.
Hey, can you give me a ride home? I didn't even get $10 for gas.
Isn't that a strawberry shortcake? Oh, it's like a... It's further than a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a strawberry shortcake is.
And then you eat
it.
Help me out here.
Strawberry shortcake is frosting a bloody vagina on the inside. But then now you're snowballing it, which is arguably worse.
Eating a strawberry shortcake?
Yeah. Having your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah, you are combining two Hostess products.
How much burrito?
Strawberry shortcake and snowball.
How much burrito?
I don't think I'd do that.
You just refuse all...
Wow.
Yeah. This is a Spotify task! And we're a year two and a half!
Oh, my God, dude. Year two and a half. Yeah, that's a better question.
Yeah.
At what point in the contract would you do this if you had to?
We're 2.5 years into the contract. We got 6 months left.
Oh, God.
You're about to get $25 million.
Brooke's bloody vagina has your jizz in it.
Why am I even asking you how much? It's more of a yes or no.
Yeah. The problem is that, like, at that point, you're either, like, dedicated and you're like, I've come this far,
you know,
sunk cost falls,
guys.
Or you say, I'm so tired of this shit.
Draw the line right here.
I'm so tired. I don't give a fuck about
the
money.
Entire other time, it was just us doing the show every week, once a week.
That's it?
Yeah.
This is the first time we're being asked to do something like this?
Yeah.
But what's next?
Exactly.
Are the last six months going to be like this?
A fucking leap.
Yeah.
In intensity.
Brian said he's in.
I'm in.
Burrito,
but
you're in. We got to do this.
Especially if it's Brooke Burke.
All or
nothing. You get $10 in gas money.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Brooke Burke on your part, Burrito. It's not going to be like too gross, but
Penelope
it's still
Cruz.
The idea.
You can spit it out right?
All right.
All right. He's in. Thank you. I'm in.
I'll take one for the team, I guess.
Thank you, Burrito.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what's next.
We don't even have Gemini Jackson. But if you guys had to predict, if this was like a thread, like what's next after the strawberry shortcake?
Fucking God. I mean, there's
just
no murder involved.
Who said?
They can't make you do anything illegal.
That's illegal?
This isn't illegal. It should be, but it's not.
That's not illegal.
The strawberry shortcake is illegal.
No.
But murder is.
Yes, murder is illegal. Yes, by definition, murder is illegal.
Murder was the case. I love that question.
Also, strawberry shortcake's cool, but murder's illegal? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's what I'm
saying.
Oh
my God, where are your morals?
All right, let's think about this. How many of y'all have thought about, like, just, God, this fucking driver, I'm going to fucking kill them if I have a chance.
Of course, versus eating
a bloody cooch.
I mean, I've eaten bloody cooches, but never my own jam out the cooch.
This is like Old
That's
Testament thinking, though, Arthur.
I'm just saying, you guys have vivid imaginations on myrtalizing people.
No, yeah,
but you're
right,
though. You don't have imaginations about eating strawberry shortcakes.
I've had more machinations about killing people than...
Machinations?
Bullshit!
Fine. Machinations.
Machinations, you mean?
Just saying.
Well, yes, of course, but that's like... I feel like you have to be really imaginative to just start thinking at eating your fucking cum out of a bloody vagina.
Hey, I sometimes
we're just trying to get it out.
There
of the
are other things.
Right?
There are other things that's easier accessible. Like murder's easy. It's accessible.
Is it though?
Yes, of course.
I think most people would be afraid to kill another person.
Of course, but to think about it is easy.
But eating a bloody cooch or
is
a
like
pie out of
way
a bloody
other
cooch,
steps.
I think more often that would happen than people killing.
Yeah, because killing's illegal.
So is strawberry shortcakes.
Nope. No, man.
Nope. Selling strawberry shortcakes on the street is illegal.
All right. In this made-up world, let's say you get away with it regardless, either way.
Irregardless, murdering
yeah,
or strawberry shortcake, or consuming strawberry shortcake.
I don't know.
Choose one or the
I would
other.
Probably,
this is your next task. You got to eat it
I would probably
from the
eat
ass.
It.
I'd probably eat
on
it, too. Because one of them I'd feel bad about.
I would feel bad about killing somebody.
Did we say who that someone was, though?
No.
It doesn't matter.
But I would still feel bad.
Even
like
if you said
it's
Adolf
coming.
Hitler.
Yeah, yeah, let's say it was
I'd
just like,
well, maybe he was misunderstood. Maybe we didn't hear him
he's
out completely.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he's actually a painter.
You know, some people like take longer to grow.
Yeah.
So maybe he would have grown as a person.
Yes. He definitely would have grown as a person.
I was getting very quiet for a second because I was imagining that because Burrito, no, Burrito like has like told his friends to listen to the podcast, and I was just imagining this being one of the
the first bit they turn into.
And the last
is bloody pussy like, turning into Hitler sympathy.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think about that part. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that one, but.
With this bloody pussy thing,
Arthur says murder's better than this.
Yeah.
I'm saying Hitler's better than
this. I think it's more popular.
This.
I wouldn't say it's better. I'm saying it's more popular.
You're thinking that if there were no, like, if anybody
no
could do anything,
barred.
No holds barred.
Would you rather?
People would rather kill somebody than eat their own cum out of a bloody pussy.
You're saying during a purge.
It doesn't have to be a purge.
No.
It's
just like,
you're given the option.
Okay,
one or the
you
other.
Walk into a room that's completely blank.
Or you're on contract and about
doors.
To get $25 million.
And there are two doors.
Yeah.
On the left.
And three doors
two
down.
Two shitty-ass doors.
Murder.
Yes.
On your right. Strawberry shortcaking.
I think there's...
Consuming it. We got to figure out a better term for strawberry shortcaking.
No, that's fine. We've already explained it.
Strawberry snowballs.
Strawberry snowballs. Yeah, strawberry snowballs.
I like snowballs.
Snowballs. Strawberry snowballs.
It's got to be accepted by the zeitgeist.
Snorbles.
I'll tell you, I think there's
snorbles.
More like...
How about red snowballs?
Snorbles.
It's grosser.
Crimson snowballs.
Why not just call it strawberry snowballs, man?
It's a cuter name
it's
for
cuter.
It.
It's cuter.
Strawberry snorballs?
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Look, the thing is, door number one, door number strawberry snowball is...
It's attached to a very attractive person.
That's better. But I think most people are going to get grossed out on like a deeper level than the murder. There's going to be more disgust at that than there's going to be at the murder. Even
guess,
though one
I
is
guess,
way more yes. way more consequential than the other
one. And we didn't say
one.
How the murder,
right.
how that happens.
You could like
you
give
could poison
them,
someone and they'll still be in one piece.
Yeah, but
or
that's a bitch way to murder
you can
someone.
Throw them into a,
be a man,
wood
dude.
Chipper.
That's
splatter everywhere.
That's gross.
Really?
That's way grosser than eating a red snowball, strawberry snowball. Burrito, which door are you walking through, man?
Wood chipper or strawberry snowball?
Dude, why wood chipper?
Wood chipper sounds kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is interesting. It is interesting. I'll give you that.
But would you rather throw somebody into a wood chipper or eat your own cum out of a bloody vagina?
A living person into a wood chipper.
Do I get
a living person?
A living person?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
And you get to pick
dude,
the
I would
vagina.
Love to know who he's imagining.
Oh yeah, for sure I would do
oh,
that.
Okay,
easy, easy.
Yeah,
easy.
I don't think he wants to pick the vagina.
No, I don't. Just,
I'm a nasty
also,
little. I'm a
also,
nasty little bitch. So that's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I would chase that. I would eat the strawberry snowball.
I feel like I've come close to both of those ingredients before.
Yeah.
Not like
you gotta
super
finish
close?
Me off. Good thing I didn't bust in there, otherwise I'd be tasting my own jizz. Good thing I didn't bust in you.
So I feel like you just like times it by, you know, 100 or something, and then
yeah.
I've already done it. If you just divide what I've already done by 100.
Yeah, but in the moment, it's way different, I'm sure.
Been saying you have
then,
to do
like,
this or
imagining,
murder someone.
No, then, I'm saying like you can extrapolate because you've done this close thing plus
yeah.
this close thing, and then you're like, okay, magnify that by 100. But I mean, when you got that jizz in your mouth, it's a completely different
it's
experience.
It's probably 1,000.
You're right. The difference
it's
between
countless.
The difference, like,
yeah,
the but, hundreds is yeah. a lot. It's a big difference from 0 to 1 to 100. Big difference.
Yeah. Orders of magnitude.
Orders of magnitude.
Two orders of magnitude.
Yeah. Speaking of two,
Remember when I heard two Kings of Leon songs?
No, I don't. When was Brian got his pronouns?
Oh, yeah.
Skirt! Skirt! I don't have anything that interesting to say about this.
He thought he was scot-free, but he's not. What do you mean by this, Brian?
Well,
tell us the story.
I'm on like a little short film, you know.
Whoa.
So, with some people I don't know.
Not to brag, but.
Not to brag. I'm on a short film I'm not being paid to do.
Ooh.
So.
No short films pay.
Yeah, that's true. I got the call sheet, and it's been a while since I've gotten a call sheet before. It's been at least 5 years since I've gotten a call sheet. It must be a new thing to put the pronouns in there, which I guess would make sense if there's someone
who has a
different yes, yeah, the gender equivalent of a peanut allergy. Which is to be a they, them, or something. But if, like, there's one where, like, the pronoun's not clear, you don't want to show up, and someone's like...
Yeah, if it's like Jess.
Who's Jess?
Bullshit!
No, they could
be Jess.
Oh, just emails and stuff.
Yeah, it could be a...
I didn't even think about that.
A boy or a girl.
That's a very common thing, though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yeah, to list pronouns is, like, information that you can derive from meeting the person.
Right. It doesn't end in an O.
Because you're working with these people in the flesh, right? I mean, or seeing them on a Zoom call or something. You could work something out.
What do you mean?
Like on your Zoom name, it doesn't say Brian McFly parentheses he, him.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
But on the like call sheet thing, it's
I know I'm going to show up to this set and I'm going to be like, yeah, I already knew these pronouns without you telling me your pronouns.
I don't know. There might be one person.
There might be one. If there is one person, I say that's fine.
I got peanut allergy.
They didn't ask. I looked at the call sheet. It says he, him on there.
Yours?
They didn't ask you.
They presumed.
I see where you're going.
And guess what?
Oh my God.
I haven't even told you guys my pronouns.
I don't give a shit. Guess what? It's she, him.
Oh, she, him. That's fun.
She and him?
Anyways, I'm just...
And him.
I'm not really upset or anything about it.
Well, actually, I mean, it's upsetting if they put the whole thing on there and then didn't even ask you what yours was.
No, that would be silly if I was upset about it.
But did you fill out any forms that would presume that you're she, him?
No, they've never seen me.
Not an application that you check the M.
No, nope.
It says Brian.
No, I do think it's funny though. I mean, I could raise a stink.
You should.
Like, oh my God!
Hey,
I'm
why
so
don't
sorry.
You?
You're not getting paid.
What's stopping you?
You're not getting paid. Might as well do a bit.
Yeah, but I also
tear this wall down. Do it.
No, but then I would just feel
Mr.
like
Mr. Gorbachev.
No, really. Why did it have to come to this?
They brought this. They drew first blood. I only ate my own cum out of it.
No, because then after I bitch, I'm gonna have to be like, well, so what are your pronouns? I'd be like,
he, him. I just wanted you to ask. You're powder my
Sometimes
little pop.
It's just nice to be asked.
I just wanted to be asked.
Hey, he's that guy.
I just wanted to be a little stinker.
Just be that guy.
Just be
that guy, Brian McFly.
That would be
an insane bit. I guess we're recasting his role because we do not want little stinkers around. I'm just trying to be a little stinker.
So after I have a serious conversation about pronouns, they ask me my pronouns as a he, him, and they say, then why'd you ask? I go, well, I'm just trying to be a little stinker.
I'm just trying to be a little stinker. That's insane. It's beautiful.
Sounds like Brian wrote his own ticket.
I'm gonna do it.
It's fucking beautiful.
Fine.
Take it to the top.
That's
definitely a sketch.
I really feel like if you actually did that and pulled it off or somehow got it into the zeitgeist, you would take it to the top.
Yeah, you could be Little Stinker.
Little Stinker.
Little Stinker.
What's up, Little Stink?
Little Stink.
Little Stink. I just be a little skankle. Speaking of Little Stinkers, Kings of Leon 2 lyrics is... poetry. I wrote it stupid. Now I can't read it.
But limericks are poetry, right?
No, yeah. There once was a man poetry. From the lyrics is poetry.
No, we were talking about Kings of Leon in a past episode, and apparently we're talking about them again. It's crazy.
We remain talking about. We stay talking about Kings of Leon. Thank you for tuning in to Slam City Radio. We stay.
The monarchy endures.
The monarchy.
Long live the kings.
Yeah, we got it, dude.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Oh, my God.
You ever hear that?
No.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah, because the next one is the kid's the king now.
I see. Long live this new king.
Yes.
The child king.
The god king. What do we want to say? Oh, yeah. Oh. So lyrics is poetry.
Well, I was just talking about how shitty the lyric.
We were talking about how jealous you were about the singer of Kings and Leon, because he could have been pulling tail like crazy before he got signed and got his singles on the radio.
Because he licks with his lips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were just hating the fact that his lyrics didn't have much substance, but he can carry a good melody.
I mean, the melody's cool in that song, but the fact that he says your sex is not what do you say? It's not the substance part. It's just the fact that he's just so frankly discussing this sex. He's saying your sex is it also. I don't know. I just hate
your pussy's so good.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's kind of like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being like,
I ain't my own cum.
Maybe I'm being like a Puritan about this. Maybe just, you know, be more clever about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean.
Or say, okay, it's not even that. It's just that if I don't mind frankness, but.
It's like an obfuscated kind of frankness. Like, who says your sex?
Your sex is. No one says your sex is good.
Hey, your sex
is
good.
Hey, baby, last night your sex was so good.
Your sex on fire.
It sucks. It does suck. Shitty thing.
Now that you said it that way, I definitely feel like dudes just trying to impress their ladies jokingly will say that
your sex is on fire.
Yeah, quoting the Kings of Leon song.
Okay, I mean, now that it's already out there,
now that's out there,
zeitgeist,
now that it's already out there, I could see that.
So what's wrong with it?
Well, now that it's the sin's been committed, dude.
Yeah,
I can joke about it now. I can joke about their thing.
You can't take back your sex is on fire. Right? It's already out there. There's no going back.
But yeah, it's just a shitty lyric.
So you're saying in general the lyrics should be better, well thought out, and that it shouldn't be so blunt.
It just rubs him the wrong way.
I don't know what it
the
is.
The specific lyric
is it the lyrics right? Or is it the singer, or is it the show poster that Burrito showed you?
No, the show poster's cool.
Right. She had titties.
She had titties on the show poster.
Two.
Two, in fact.
Yeah.
Which I think is better than one.
How about three, like Total Recall?
It's crazy how much two titties is better than one tit.
Yeah. Symmetry always trumps. So three titties would probably be fine.
And also one titty, kind of like there's something wrong.
Unless it's in the middle.
How about 12?
In which case, he's very healthy.
Yes.
Would 12 bother you?
Yeah.
12 titties?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Are there six women? Right. How many women?
It's four. Just one.
One, okay.
Yeah.
Four women. Bother.
Four, okay, let me do the math real quick.
Three tits a piece.
That's not, I wouldn't mind that, like the Total Recall.
No butthole.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you just keep fucking dropping
you
these fucking bombs.
You keep moving the fucking goalposts.
Sticky pussy.
Yeah.
Still yes.
Strawberry snowball.
Fine.
Stay yes.
Hey Burrito, let's get you in here. The Total Recall lady with the three tits. Yes,
yeah.
True or
yes.
False?
Yeah,
that's
dude.
A true across the board.
That's a true man.
Who the fuck is saying
who's
false?
Saying fucking false?
Some lying ass motherfucker.
Like, no one says
it's
false
so
to that.
Weird.
The best 5 seconds of Total Recall.
Who the fuck says no?
I know, but look, this is weird. Okay, so one tit bad. Two tits,
it's
awesome.
Not necessarily bad.
Good. Three tits, not as good as two tits. Sorry, but still good. All
four
other
tits?
Numbers bad.
12?
Right? Four tits?
Four tits is not good.
Two on the back.
Or two on
like
the top
that.
And two on the bottom?
Two in the front,
like
two in the back.
Back titties. Huh? That's what I call the ass, though.
Back titties?
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to call
but
the back titties.
But imagine there's titties right on top of the ass. Like right where the dimples are.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. It's like missionary, but you ain't got to see her face in nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And the butt's on top. I'm going to bust on your back titties.
And it could also
it's
be
like
a dude.
My back titties.
It could be like the latest trend in 2280.
Oh, yeah, dudes have back titties.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Back titty implants.
Dudes?
Dudes
yeah,
got
man.
Back titties
instead
implants.
Instead of butt implants, it's like titty implants back there.
Wow. I mean, if it's a woman, yeah.
No, we said dude.
We said
I don't
dude.
Like it then.
What?
It doesn't concern me.
It's
but
it concerns you a little bit.
This personality
he's a fucking, he's hilarious.
The most compatible you've ever been with a person, bro.
Really?
Man, what is this? Yeah. And his dick's not even that big, dude.
Yeah, but he keeps his butthole waxed.
Waxed. And it's tight.
I mean.
But the compatibility, that's the thing that just sets you off.
Yeah,
that lets you wake up happy every morning.
Wake up. Don't forget to put on a little makeup.
Okay, so that's what's happening. I'm the bitch in this scenario.
No, you're fucking him in the butt. His tight,
it's mutual.
Butt.
The most compatible.
Tight waxed butt. I said white.
The only weird thing is the back titties. But that was a choice he made when he was younger.
No, you said, we just said the white part. I said, if this is a white boy, hell no, dude.
You need to sit your little
I don't even find you attractive. Surprise, white boy.
Statistically, I should.
Do I really have to answer this? Because
you
just,
look like my cousin.
You know.
If you ever have a dream about it, come back to us.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Burrito, what do you think about lemon pepper wet?
Ooh.
What does it mean?
It's moist.
Have you ever heard of lemon pepper wet burrito?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
I don't think so. I mean, but let me take a guess.
Yeah. Go for it.
Is it like lemon pepper wings, but it's like barbecue sauce wings?
Oh, you're
very close.
So close.
Super close. The closest. Oh.
Combine the two most popular wing flavors.
Yeah. But it's like together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Substitute the barbecue sauce for an even more popular wing
buffalo?
Flavor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh.
Lemon pepper wet.
Lemon pepper wet.
That lemon pepper plus
good.
Buffalo
that
sauce.
Sounds better than, that sounds huh. better than the sum of more
it
than the
It sounds better
parts.
Than lemon pepper, and it sounds better than just buffalo.
Yes.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try that, because I don't really like buffalo that much.
Tell them to lemon Sorry. Pepper wet it.
Lemon pepper, if they don't do it right, it can be a little...
Lemony?
Like too...
Snickens. Like too...
Too
bitter,
dry. Too sour.
Know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you give it a little wetness, hey.
Yeah.
Best of all worlds.
There's a place that I hate to love and love to hate.
Buffalo Wild
He
Wings.
Loves it because it's cheap.
It's not cheap.
Oh, Wingstop?
Cheaper than other wing
Thigh
places.
Stop? Are we talking about B-dubs?
Thigh no. Stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
Oh, you're talking about Pluckers.
Yeah, man.
B-dubbed up? No. Pluckies?
They call it spicy lemon pepper, but they have it on their menu like they invented it or something.
Oh, lemon pepper wet?
That's why I hate them.
That's the reason he hates them. It's not because it's a very expensive place to go.
I just see them a couple times a year.
He sees them in person.
I matched with a girl on Tinder that was from Pluckers.
She was from Pluckers? She was from Pluckers?
She worked at Pluckers. I'm trying to remember why. What
she
happened.
She was flipped the bird herself.
I was born in it.
Yeah. I'm from the Pluckers.
So she worked there?
Yeah, that's it.
Was she
and
fine?
I don't remember. I'm
you
trying.
She
to...
got ghosted?
She nah. regular?
She's like,
probably regular.
This is why I don't tip.
Regular.
This is why I don't tip. Listen, this is why I don't tip. That's how you end the conversation.
Yeah, this is exactly why I don't tip.
And this is why I don't tip. That was Double X Quantimino.
Timino, 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 Timino.
Willie Utejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Willie will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Utejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Utejas.
And this is the news.
Slam City ISD employee is out of a job.
Oh, why? Hilarious.
After cryptocurrency mining machines are found around schools.
Using their damn electricity.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And their internet.
Who cares? How much?
The school.
Misusing government property? You can't do that.
How much is this really? How much
this
is
person was,
tens
was,
of dollars.
Was hiding cryptocurrency mining machines inaccessible places in the
like in the ventilation shaft?
I mean, are we?
Yeah, like, you know, like maintenance rooms and stuff.
If he puts it on the network, then it could possibly be an attack vector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's Gemini Jackson being smart.
But what if it's the IT guy?
It probably is the fucking IT
right,
guy.
Right, so maybe he knows how to protect it
He
best.
Shouldn't do. He knows he shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Why?
It's
because
a big
he's the IT guy.
Because, A, you're draining resources that belongs to the school. No, it's a big deal, especially at the caliber he might have been going.
I don't know that he was juicing hundreds of dollars per month.
It's probably not. I mean, we're talking about... Are we
50
gonna start,
bucks a month, probably.
We're going to start talking about waste when it comes to, you know, government things. I mean,
the
let's...
The pork?
We're talking
about
pork
here?
Pork and barrel? What's it called?
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Farms.
Pork and beans.
Come on, dude. This is probably small potatoes, dude.
But the big thing was, like, what Gemini was saying was the attack vector part.
Yeah.
You're making it wide open.
Okay. That's a bigger
for people
problem to me
get into the ports
than the electricity. Because
change people's grades,
because, look, people plug in their fucking space heaters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At their desk and shit.
What's the damn difference?
Right.
But the attack vectors.
Right. Space heaters theoretically don't have attack vectors.
It's also a money-making scheme.
Who cares?
Do you think this guy
that's
was
your side
earning,
hustle? He's not actually working.
Not really.
This guy made $20 off of $75 worth of electricity and got fucking fired.
Yeah, but he's not.
And $400
worth
of mining machines.
So he's up $25.
Thank you.
And down a job.
Yeah. Well, RIP, IT guy.
Speaking of people that are down something.
Uh-oh.
The three-legged dog battling cancer rescues a baby otter from a Minnesota river.
Why?
What did you guys do today?
Oh, man. Don't put that on me. I might come out of a fucking bloody vagina. What did you do? Yeah. Spotify's going to pay me $100 million in like 6 months, okay? Down. What the fuck was I supposed to do? I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah.
It's called a callback.
It's
that's
weird.
That's your feel-good story. But it kind of made me feel bad because I was like, well, fuck.
Oh, this otter
also,
is cute,
also, the otter probably belongs in the river.
Yeah, put him back.
Well, when they're that small, apparently, they're not supposed to be swimming around, so...
And this dog knew that. It didn't just think it was a toy.
Yeah, apparently.
No,
yeah.
This is crazy, because some dogs will fucking just tear into that otter and eat it.
Yeah.
Just swallow
and
sometimes
whole.
They save them. Pick one.
Yeah. Dogs is inconsistent. No
idea. Dogs is inconsistent. Yeah.
The problem with dogs is they inconsistent.
Okay, you got dogs and you got... I don't know. I was trying to do that Chris Rock. Yeah.
Specifically, we have a three-legged dog battling cancer.
All right? I forgot about those things.
This dog...
It's a rare breed.
Yeah. It's a superhero dog. They don't even have a picture of the fucking dog, dude.
Yeah, just the otter.
It's the cover of the Allison Chains record.
I mean, the otter's cute. I'll give them
it
that.
Is cute.
But I want to see this hero-ass dog with three legs and fucking big-ass balls full of cancer.
Some boils on its face.
I think if we asked the dog why he did this, he would have some reason that it wasn't that he wanted to save the otter.
I don't know.
I'm a dog. I do things.
He could have been trying to eat the otter and mistakenly saved it.
That's right. He was like saving. He put it onto the bank, and he was like going to save it later. He was going to save
the
otter.
Like, oh my god!
He thought it was his missing leg.
Oh no!
Wait, hey, are you my missing leg? Like,
oh, finally! Like, oh, thank God! I knew it was around here somewhere. Oh! Damn!
Tipping fatigue adorable. May be real.
I told you.
But don't take it out on restaurant workers.
I told you.
A tip is not charity.
Is this?
It isn't really optional.
Oh,
either.
My
no.
God.
Fuck bullshit, you, dude.
Holy shit.
It is optional.
This Medium article needs to go away.
I mean, what is...
Tipping is charity, and it is optional.
Well, let's talk about tipping fatigue
okay,
to start.
Okay, guess... Well, really quickly, Ashley B. Wells, who wrote
drag
this...
Her.
Damn,
excuse me, Ashley B. Wells, are you getting fucking paid by down. Big Restaurant?
Yeah.
So that we'll keep paying the fucking salaries
so
of
so that we'll be left holding the bag.
Yeah.
So we pay the freight for Big Restaurant.
Yeah, okay, Ashley down. B. Wells. I hope you're getting a lot of fucking money for this, you fucking scab. You
gotta scab.
Scab, bitch.
A scab.
You should write to her, Brian.
Yeah.
Then
hey,
ask
this
her for
is Brian
reply.
Yeah. Ask her for her number. Yeah. Yeah. I actually kind of find you attractive.
First of all.
Get her.
Firstly, I kind of find you attractive. Yeah.
Charm her first. Yeah, reward her for the story well written.
Yeah. Also, I got a bone to pick.
And by the way...
No. Here's the entire thing. You start Messenger. You build this relationship. You take her out. You end up finally taking her out.
Yeah, I take her out.
And you don't tip.
Yeah, you know what?
And you ask to go Dutch.
Bullshit.
And no, you go Dutch. And she tips on hers. And you
mark
put a line
I say, not on my
zero
watch.
And a line. No, and you on hers.
Yeah,
you
not on my watch.
Out. I'm trying to raise the tides. What are you trying to do?
Oh, yeah.
Or be the gentleman and be like, I got this.
No, don't do that. Tip. Go Dutch. And then also don't tip on yours and then cross hers.
Let's say you're at the third date at this point. You really want to set this up.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to have sex with her.
He already did by the second.
Well, then why the fuck is there a third date?
It's the ghost time. It's the time when he gives it to like what he really thinks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
First, he got that piece.
Sure.
He got that strawberry snowball, right?
He fished his own cum out of her bloody vagina.
The strawberry snowball was so fucking sour.
Well, it was his cum.
It was his cum.
So...
I know, I get it. But the idea, he wanted to blame someone other than himself.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe, like, your diet's incorrect. You got, like, high iron or something.
Like, hey,
I don't know. It didn't hit my tongue right.
I just drank a can of pineapple juice this morning. What the fuck?
Everything inside of you neutralized everything I had to give. See, that's our dynamic. I give everything and you just take it away.
And then you tell her what you think about tipping.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find. I'm sorry. I wasn't involved. I was trying to find what she looks like.
You're trying to literally die.
Nah, he would end up like she's cute.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah,
maybe I should tip.
That's why you're at the third date, and then you ghost her, and then don't tip that one.
By the way, just in case someone started listening to the show right this
right
one,
this second,
we do. I do tip restaurant workers.
Brian's a real gentleman, IRL.
But I think it's unethical, and I think it we're supporting big restaurant, and we should be supporting the workers.
Yes.
This is a workers' movement. To not tip is a workers' movement.
Well,
to
it's
not
the same as home
movement.
Buyers. If
to not tip is a homeowners' movement,
are able to afford it, movement. It should come with the territory of being a
to
homeowner.
To not tip
is but a workers' movement.
Same
to
as
not
being
tip
a restaurant owner, is a you should be able movement. To. Pay your employees properly.
That's
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Well, I was trying to do a whole his name is Robert Paulson
yeah,
type thing.
I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
I picked up on it. Okay, so what was that? I'm sorry. We kind of
speaking of
we
not
took
tipping.
Over this. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's fine. This McDonald's copycat restaurant is serving items you can't get anywhere else.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What is the? What
it's
is
a
this?
Vegan knockoff McDonald's type restaurant. You know, serving burgers and stuff.
Yeah. So instead of like a beef patty,
what is
peanut
it called?
Butter.
Does it have a catchy pun?
I think it was called McDonald's.
Oh.
Whack Arnold's.
Whack Arnold's.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Whack Arnold's.
Is it really?
Or no, you're making that up. That's from a Chappelle show.
Mr. Charlie's.
Good enough, right?
And Mr. it doesn't Charlie's. Look like a McDonald's burger.
Yeah. It's a chicken sandwich. It's not
it
a chicken sandwich.
It doesn't even look like a chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
They it's should... because they use the red and yellow.
Oh, I see. It is kind of cool packaging.
Yeah,
it's
I
cool
like
branding.
That the, I like that the fry cup is a, just a soda cup.
Yeah, I like when they do that. Five Guys does that, even though they're overpriced. Well, what do you think, Arthur? You don't like the gimmick or what?
I was thinking, do you tip at Five Guys?
Oh, no.
Hell no, dude.
But he does in real life. Why do you do it, Brian?
What, at restaurants?
Not Five Guys.
Because there's Five Guys that's going to kick his ass.
There's a tip blank.
Is there one?
Tell me about it.
I would
it.
Never do that.
There's definitely a tip.
I would never tip at Five Guys.
All right.
How
I
about
believe you.
Six guys?
Yeah. How about
how many guys is it gonna take?
I'll take a tip from Five Guys.
Ooh, each tip?
I'll take five tips from Five Guys, dude. I don't care.
That's 75%.
I saw Brian in that meme.
Oh yeah.
Hyper McFly. Or Brian Fieri. Brian Fieri.
What is that?
Piper Perry.
Yeah, I don't really know that many porn star names.
There's no reason to.
I know Riley Reid.
Yeah, everyone knows Riley Reid.
Yeah. Because she does
burrito.
A lot. She does a lot of. She does
she
a lot
does
of family
like charity work.
Oh, I was gonna say family oriented work.
She's a bratty stepsister. Is that
she's,
what you're saying?
She's the perfect bratty sis.
I don't think she's that bratty. I don't think she does bratty stuff, right?
I think
she's
I've seen
like
her be bratty,
exuberant into it.
I know, but that's kind. It's kind of like she's kind of winking a little bit. But you want the bratty sis to be full
like,
brat.
Yeah, God, like not even want to be there.
Oh, bitch.
Just finish it off.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're so gross.
No. She's anyways. Oh, we'll talk about this later. Dick. Speaking of
McDonald's.
Bratty stepsisters.
Man finds decades old McDonald's inside bathroom wall during renovations.
Uh oh.
Ooh.
This is kind of two tropes, you know. Yeah.
Trope being things hidden in walls.
Yes.
Brian found a whole fucking apartment in one wall.
Yeah. I did. I wish.
And trope number two.
McDonald's.
And
trope
also,
number three, old shit.
The old bags and stuff are cool.
Hey, don't call her that.
Old bag.
Old bag.
Old bag.
Talking about Ronald McDonald's predecessor.
With Speedy, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a bag with some old fries and like actual fries were still in it. But it's like 1959. It looks cool.
How much do you think he could sell that for?
$1,000.
Now that his it's been featured on Fox 9 in
Walla
Michigan
Walla,
or
Washington.
Somewhere. Yeah. Probably like yeah, at least $52.
Seventeens of dollars.
Walla Walla Big Bang.
Seven did you hear me say 52 before you said seventeens of dollars?
No.
Isn't that 3 17s?
No, that's 51. So close. Was very close.
Damn it. Anyways, that's it.
Woman marries pet cat in bid to stop landlords separating them.
I saw this before you posted it.
She is fundamentally
it.
The wow. most important thing in my life.
I hate this.
After my children. Why do you hate this?
I don't like cats.
Well, okay, if it was a dog?
No, because
then she would have to have sex with it.
Brian
to
doesn't
want to
take
marriage.
The institution of marriage. That's what Brian
that's what, she's disrespecting it because I know she's not fucking this cat. And if she
I don't
doesn't
know
fuck
that
cat, she's not married.
They have not consummated this marriage.
Thank you.
You didn't read the rest of the story.
You didn't read the rest of the story.
Did you
or watch her OnlyFans.
Uh-oh.
I didn't read this.
A little bit of sloppy toppy.
Slappy toppy. Yeah.
No, I just think it's stupid, dude.
Well, this is everything she could do to... Yeah. I mean, like, I guess she's not supposed to have cats at her apartment, right?
Cats don't love you.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Don't love you. So stop marrying them.
Stop marrying them. They only beat you.
Yeah. They will fuck
they just
your
use
ass
you
up.
For your money.
Thank
Taylor's
you.
Old as time.
But people like this. People like being in this codependent relationship with these little fucking beasts.
Marry a cat or strawberry snowball?
Wow. Because marrying a cat's forever. Also, having eaten your cum out of a bloody vagina is also forever.
You do it one time and...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sure. The one time I sucked my own cum out of a bloody vagina, I'm strawberry snowball man. I'm Frosty the strawberry snowball man.
You suck one load out of a bloody vagina.
Forever.
I'm sure By the way, the second time ain't as bad.
My own load. Yeah. I don't think you can make a habit of this.
Not a habit, but another time maybe.
Yeah, no. Like years apart.
That's because TikTok trend. Hashtag strawberry snowball.
Hashtag strawberry snowball TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Was that from this episode? I can't.
What's the background music track?
Whatever happened to more than love with you?
Is that one of the TikTok ones?
The boy who said he'd be true.
How about the Beatles Strawberry Fields Forever?
No. Oh no!
I don't know this, but if you guys could see the way Gemini's looking at me while he sings this song,
I'm singing it at you like Claudio Sanchez.
Sexy
ass dance.
Oh no! You are a smart.
You just made like uninterrupted eye contact with me while you were singing it.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Brian's uncomfortable. He's going to HR.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Good luck finding Regina Veracruz after 4:30.
Yeah, dude.
She cuts out early, if you know what I mean. Also HR, but I guess it's Regina Veracruz.
Yeah, Regina Veracruz cuts out early, and yeah, I'm putting you on blast.
And she usually works from home. It's just going to be a Teams meeting. Teams video call.
Can't get called in for Teams.
To answer your question, between marrying a cat and doing a strawberry snowball, guess what? Your boy's sucking it up. And your boy swallowed it.
Yeah! Oh, we never asked that. You had to do all of that. This ain't the first time. That's on you.
Yeah, I'm just doing that just in case if I don't do it right, they make me marry a cat. Right. I mean, like, no, there's no doubt that I did this.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Are you marrying the cat?
Of course he's marrying the cat.
Of course I'm going to marry the cat.
But let's say you can only marry one.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why would you want to marry more than one cat?
No.
The whole thing is you don't even want to marry a cat.
Well, let's say one life, one person.
I'm a one-cat kind of guy.
Oh, he can't have a woman.
You can't have a wife after that.
Yeah, but you can fuck around on this cat.
Can you have extramarital affairs?
Hey, cat, I'm fucking around on you.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm fucking behind your back. You don't care? I know you don't care. You're a cat.
You are as a person.
I'm having sex with women.
Is it not a lady?
And then the cat's like, you know what? I'm fucking around on you too. It's like, I don't give a shit. You're a cat. I don't want to have sex with a cat. They made me do this for my Spotify contract. It was $100 million. And we fucked it up on the last day. And we got to stay married forever. Because that was a stipulation, even though I didn't get paid.
And he was 2.5 years in, too.
Dude, when you spell it out like that, it sounds silly. It sounds really silly.
You still got to marry the cat? Strawberry snowball and freedom? Or marry the cat.
Strawberry I already told you, dude. Freedom. Wait, are you asking me?
I'm trying to convince him the strawberry snowball.
No,
Burrito's
marrying
the cat
100%. 100%.
Damn.
Because you can fuck around on a cat, it's a cat. Yeah,
that's his rationale that you're putting in his mouth.
It's my rationale that I'm putting in his mouth. Yeah. You're right. What's going in my mouth? Apparently my own load, fresh out of bloody vagina.
Mints. It's covered in mints.
Mints?
Apparently.
Mints. Like a peppermint.
That's why it's called menstruation. And the stuff that's coming out is called mints.
Is it mint or mints?
You guys had
is it mints?
Anatomy class?
I know it's Menses.
Look it up, man. Maybe it's Menses. I don't know.
No, Menses is that genius group.
Mensa.
Menses?
What is this, amateur hour?
What's, right. Speaking
of bloody vaginas, Detroit fan fuming after accidentally buying tickets for Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, Red Not Chili Peppers.
What is this, amateur hour?
Really is a great name. Also, arguably a better experience.
Look, I hate to be the one to always do this, dude, but, I mean, are they that bad?
The Red Not Chili Peppers are great.
No.
I bet they have more fun than Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So you're not saying that the Red Hot Chili Peppers is
bad? I'm not saying they're bad, but this is probably at a small venue. But, yeah, wouldn't you rather see, like...
Are we going to do our best Kiedis impressions?
Andrew Kiedis?
All right, Brita, your turn.
Oh, that's
Brita,
good.
Brita, his turn. Go, Brita. All right, Gemini.
Oh, dude, that's kind of like Modest Yahoo meets Kiedis.
Hey, there it is. If Anthony Kiedis was some kind of Polish Jew? Ukrainian. He's Ukrainian.
Oh, is he Ukrainian?
Maybe.
Free him.
I don't know.
Are you going to do one?
Oh. Hey, yo.
Okay. Okay. So we're not trying. We're not fucking trying. Okay. I see what we're doing, Arthur.
Let's go.
He does it. I like that song. That's a good little
That's
riff
not
in
Snow.
There.
Snow is Informa. You get all the better cities that are playing. I like your boom boom meow.
So you want Red Knot Chili Peppers to play a song?
Yes.
Like you, there's one song you want them to cover.
Under the Bridge.
No, I don't want them to sing a good one.
That's like I want last them to song. Only sing Under the Bridge for 60 minutes.
60 minutes of
See,
Under
if,
the Bridge.
See, if the real Red Hot Chili Peppers are not doing that, the Red Knot Chili Peppers, you got a chance that you're listening to Under the Bridge for 60 whole minutes.
I want to say Under the Bridge is a staple song. Like, they're always going to play it at every show.
For sure. Yeah. And they're probably singing Snow, too.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. So, okay.
You've been stop, continue.
Okay, true or false?
I realize.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Anthony Kiedis, best rapper of all time or not?
Oh, no.
Get the fuck out of here.
Snow. I thought we thought Snow was the best rapper of all time.
Hammer all the way.
Hammer?
Hammer, please don't hurt him.
Hammer, please don't hurt him.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a loaded question.
Guess what, Slam City?
That was the news.
Yeah. Brian's got to get to the open mic that he just retweeted.
No, I'm not doing that shit.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it. And this is What After Lunch.
What After Lunch.
Man, it's so hard trying to...
Think of not cans?
Yeah.
Boom-chi.
Yeah.
Red Hot not cans.
Hey, boom-chi. I guess something burrito would eat on the reg.
Quiznos?
No. Ooh.
Strawberry snowballs.
How did you know?
Strawberry feline snowballs.
Oh my god,
kitty
dude.
Cats.
Oh my
strawberry
god.
Strawberry hairballs?
This is getting this is going in a different direction than I meant it to go. I meant it to be racist.
Oh. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You gotta be more clear with your racism, dude. That's
like tacos?
Hey.
No, that's fucked up, dude.
I did it. I put it in the zeitgeist. I manifested it. Yeah, I had tacos. Well, what kind of tacos did I have?
Pink tacos.
Nope.
Ooh.
Red. Red.
Carnita. Oh, what?
No.
Al pastor?
Not al pastor. No, red. I'm just joking about red. There's no red.
Barbacoa tacos.
Yes, one.
Nice.
And the other one was?
Carnitas.
Nope.
Bacon and egg.
Nope.
I'm
think a little bit fancier. My, yeah,
steak
he's got
fajita.
Putting in my recusation.
I feel like maybe it's even fancier than steak fajita.
Shit. Shrimp tacos?
Ooh.
Less fancy.
Lobster tacos?
Why is lobster taco less fancy than shrimp taco?
Because it's just fish substitute. It's like crab substitute.
Not crab. You already said it's fish. I had fish taco.
Oh, okay.
Is that fancy?
Fancy. You had a fish taco?
It's fancy.
You had a fish taco?
I ate a fish taco, buddy.
Yeah, I ate it too that day.
And so it had my cum in it.
Mine had his cum.
That's surprising because I know you to be a person who does not like...
I'm getting into the fish, dude, and I have been for a while now.
And this fish taco is very good. I'm not a fishman either, and I love this taco.
This fish taco
This is breaded
slams.
And fried
No,
fish.
No.
It's grilled.
Grilled fish.
And it's tilapia.
Oh, okay.
Tilapia. A little sloppia.
The bottom feeder fish.
Uh-huh. Eat shit.
I hear you.
But it's got
this
a nice...
fish.
It's got a nice slaw on it.
Yeah,
this fish eats shit and die.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be a whistle. Well. Boom Chi. Arthur.
You McDonald's? Also McDonald's?
I have McDonald's, wow. Yeah.
A QPC or what?
No, I don't
think. The
do
McDouble?
I should try
did you
it because
the McFly meal?
Oh dude, the QPC is slams. And get it from the app, it's cheaper.
I should do that. I've been meaning to do the app, but every time I think about
how
it, I'm on my way. I'm on my way and I
you
have
can
to put
still
it,
do it on
but
the
I gotta
app.
Put my credit card in and all that.
No, you save it.
You don't have Apple Pay?
Oh, can I just use Apple Pay?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'll do it next time.
I've been meaning to do it.
I have, but I always forget until I'm almost there, and I think I have to put my credit card in.
You could just, like, park.
Or you order first, and then you head to your curbside.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
You're right.
Yeah, but he's saying he's already on the way. He's like, oh, I should use the app. It's like,
yeah,
well,
he forgot.
But he's saying I should park and use
the
app.
No, don't even park. You're already parked. You're like, get in the car, app.
No, while he's already driving, he's like, I should use the app.
Oh, like he's on the way to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Before he even thinks about turning on the car.
I know. Well,
that's the problem. He
the
thought
problem
about
is I don't.
It while he's
We're
on the road.
We're correcting him right now.
I'm
on the
saying,
spot.
I'm saying he could park and then do it.
I want to hear the story.
There's no story. The only thing is,
no,
is
the
like,
future story of how you ordered first.
Yeah, your first app experience. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's going to be like, oh, hey, it went smoothly and I enjoyed the meal.
Hey,
and it's cheaper.
That'll make
and
the
I'm gonna
world
be,
happy.
But then you're going
to
be like, I'm going to do this every single time.
Brian makes the world happy.
Wow.
It's true. Nobody likes to hear you sad.
That's
yeah,
like,
the
wow,
couch,
that's...
lowest ratings.
Yeah.
What did you not like about Slam City other than everything else?
Brian's couch is a downer.
Yeah, we got to stop doing that.
And that's from mostly females, too.
Yeah, I know.
They like the finger stories. Love the finger stories.
It's crazy, dude. They always...
0.04%.
They keep talking about how men need to do therapy and you got to be in touch with your feelings. They don't really
want
that
finger
shit.
Stories,
they just want
dude.
The finger king.
They want finger king Brian.
Yeah, finger king Brian is what everybody's about. Because
he rates the highest of all your
you
characters.
Get, like, PG-13, I guess... You know, you don't get too graphic, but graphic enough.
There's a sweet spot. And yeah. It's right past the hymen, and you find it with your fingers.
Yep. Just head north.
Well, me and Jim and I were talking, you know, off the mic a couple days ago, where I admitted that Squirt, I finally admitted that Squirt is not piss, but it is effectively piss.
It looked like piss.
It looked like piss.
It smelled like
piss. It smelled like piss.
It... Quacks
like a duck.
It quacks like piss. Yeah.
It looks like piss. It smells like piss, and it quacks like piss.
Can you guys ask Dr. Smartman what he thinks?
Dr. Smartman is squirt piss
or an alkaline mixture that is effectively piss.
The kings of fingers would know.
Oh, he's passing it?
Oh, come
nah,
on.
Nah, man.
You're passing the piss?
We're paying for the doctor's opinion real quick. We got the money.
Spotify.
Have you done any research?
Spotify.
2.5 years in.
Spotify. Oh, it's piss.
Oh, it is
I'm
piss.
Gonna say yes.
I told you.
Damn, dude.
But here's the thing, dude.
And I believe it's piss, too.
It doesn't matter.
I ain't
it
stopping,
don't matter.
Dude. It doesn't matter. It's
the
fun
thing is,
fuck.
It doesn't matter.
It's fun.
Where's it coming from?
The piss spot.
That's
the
what he, that's what he asked. Is it coming out of the urethra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not coming out of the urethra, where's it coming?
It could have come out of, like...
There's a secret, like, squirt hole? A third magic squirt hole that only some women have?
Okay, you know how, like, women get... They get
so, like, sweaty?
They get wet.
Yeah.
So maybe it's from wherever that
the
comes
mucosa?
From.
The mucosa?
Yeah.
It's a completely different consistency. One that looks much like piss, smells much like piss, and quacks a lot like piss.
Okay, you're right, dude. It's like I said, it's effectively piss. It's mostly an alkaline mixture, but...
Whether or not it's piss...
Irregardless,
still doing it.
I'm still finger popping.
Irregardless.
I'm glad that's become a Slam City trope too.
Irregardless. It's great.
Burrito, did you have piss with your $3.99 fountain drink? That's a
oh no.
Chase back.
Would you pay
episode.
$3.99 for a fountain drink called a piss?
Oh what?
Can I pick who's piss?
Yes.
All right. It had to be someone that was drinking water like all day, and by that time it's just like clear. So
George Clooney's.
George Clooney's piss. Probably not.
You want it to be a girl's piss, don't you?
It has to be.
Yeah.
I feel like
otherwise
it's
worse.
It's gay to drink George Clooney's piss?
Yes. A little bit.
Wait, what? Am I gay?
I don't make the rules, dude. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's true.
Is,
Arthur knows. Deep down, he
let's
knows.
Let's put that out to the internet. Is drinking George Clooney's piss gay?
It's
I don't
a
think
good
it is.
Question.
It's a great question. It might be the question of our generation. Is drinking George Clooney's piss gay?
If you're a guy. If you're a girl, it's not gay.
No, it's hot as hell.
Yeah.
Also, maybe if you're a guy, too.
Let me be clear. It's hot as hell.
Irregardless.
It's hot as hell.
Yes. Whether or not it's gay is all the debate point is.
Is it in a fountain drink cup or is
look
it coming
for,
straight
it
out?
Look, does it matter?
Look for the Twitter poll coming this week.
SlamCity.com.
SlamCity.com on Twitter.
Also, hey, shout out to Elon. We wish you luck.
I mean, he's not going to hear this for months, dude. Months.
He probably would have sold it by the time this is published. Right.
Yes, he's
already
pumped
down.
And dumping it. Yeah, dude, if he shuts it down, it's going to be awesome. Just for one day for a bit.
It'd be funny. But Burrito, what did
What'd
you eat?
Have for
What'd
lunch?
You have for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Boom chi.
Quiznos.
Wrong side.
Quiznos, yes.
Sorry, I should let you say it.
Turkey bacon guac.
No.
The peppercorn.
Boomchi red sauce.
Yeah, meatballs.
Yeah.
Wow. Meatballs. You had red snowballs from Quiznos, dude. Wow.
Real snowballs.
Strawberry meatballs.
Strawberry meatballs.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Strawberry meatballs.
No, I have.
It has to be snowballs.
You've had strawberry meatballs?
No. I was just thinking, I know what strawberry meatballs is, and I don't want to say it.
Is it poop?
No, it's when you put your balls inside of the bloody vagina, and then she licks it off your balls.
Ah. Okay. Some marinara.
You let that happen, Brian?
It's called freaking.
Yeah, I would do that.
It's freaking.
I never have to actually come in contact. I mean, what? But it's something put on my balls.
You gotta, I mean, you got to, like, wash them.
How do you get your balls in there in the first place?
You freak them.
You gather them. You have to gather them into a vagina.
You go.
Pop them in like quarters in an arcade.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Would you care for some
super uncomfortable?
I know. I'm sorry. I was, as you can tell by my voice, I was reticent to tell you what a strawberry meatball was.
But Spotify's $100 million contract made him say
it. He really needs to open up behind the mic. As
Spotify's critique.
2.5 years later.
Yeah.
You got to
open up. You gotta,
exactly.
Stop being so close-lipped.
You're a little bit reticent, and we can tell. The viewers don't like that they don't feel like they can connect with you.
We need you to say strawberry snowball at least 20 times during the show.
Well, I think we've done more than that.
That's fine. We're fulfilling our obligations.
We go 110% Spotify, so maybe you should make it 110 million. Hey, they ain't gonna.
Gemini Jackson.
Oh, we have a lunch.
What did y'all have for lunch?
Wait.
I already did mine.
I think we all did. It's not McDonald's. What else is it?
Wait, taco.
TA.co. And did I have a free item?
Yes.
Yeah, why would
nachos.
I ask? Nachos was later, but I had another free item and the time I'm talking about I had it.
It was a burrito.
It was a chalupa.
You had a free chalupa.
Supreme.
Chalupa.
That's a really good get for free.
Every time I say it, you guys are like, yeah, that's awesome.
No, it's good.
That's like what?
It.
Like $3.79?
That's like a $4 item.
Plus the sour cream?
Everything. It's Supreme.
Ooh. I remember when Supreme meant sour cream.
Does that know what it means anymore?
Yeah, that's a t-shirt of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Supreme means sour cream.
Dude,
that makes it so much cooler.
But maybe use the Supreme font.
Yeah, the Supreme logo.
Means sour cream.
Yeah, it means sour cream.
Or just like sour cream. One word.
The Supreme font. I like it.
Sour cream. Yeah. That's clever.
Who's wearing it?
I'll wear it every fucking day.
Yeah, because I got that voucher I need to use.
Merch drop.
Hey, man. Yeah, put it on the merch. Dude, that's a good merch.
Sour cream.
They don't even have to know.
Sour cream.
Taco Bell remembers.
Would you also wear the sour cream shirt, Burrito?
Yeah.
You know the Supreme logo, like the generic, regular Supreme logo? It's the red box with Supreme in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it says sour cream
instead.
It's
a red shirt with
Helvetica,
Italic.
He's already on board, I think.
Damn, we need 3 shirts? I only got voucher for 1.
We need 4.
You guys got a cage match
just
over
get,
it.
No, just get an extra large and we can all wear it.
Is it Air Week with a sour cream shirt?
We share a sour cream shirt.
No.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, but the bros with a sour cream shirt.
And the end
we
of the
should
chapter,
make that movie.
Can you guys agree?
The sisterhood with the traveling pants, but it's the bros with a sour cream shirt.
That's awesome.
I like the idea. I was trying to come up with like how to use
the bros with the sour cream shirt.
That's it.
All right.
Look,
I'll
show
up with
those
it.
Are two brilliant shirts already. There's Damb, and then there's the sour cream shirt.
Yeah.
I mean,
Damb's an exclusive, man. That's the real ones.
Real ones. Real
if
ones
you
only.
You're wearing the Damb shirt, then you're not
damn,
a real
you're
one.
Damn
you
damn
fool. You a damn
fool. But we
fool.
Welcome everybody for their first time and last time at the same time. That's a Slam City trope.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't
every
know
listener
every
is a first-time listener.
Every listener is a first-time listener. Every listener is a new listener.
First-time and a last-time listener?
Yeah.
Hey, but there's billions of people in the
there
world.
There are billions of years.
Yep.
At least 7 billion years.
14.
No, I would say at least 7 billion.
Yeah.
Some people got no ears. Some people got one ear.
Some people have three boobs or 12.
Yeah. I'm doing, you know, bell curve right there.
Tree.
Strawberry
tree.
Snowballs. And that's what we had for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. is of crunch that a corpulent bandita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thank Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slim City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing and pregnant. Side effects include but not limited to sore jaw and fingers. Don't we do that?
It's all good, man.
Come to Papi's Cerda Gorda.
What was it? It's kind of funny to just run out of gas and then... Like just the guy making the disclaimer, running out of gas.
And that's the take they use.
Fuck it, y'all are gonna die anyway.
What was the currency that I was belligerent about you not ever hearing about? Like fuck or something like that?
Oh, mega
like dollars.
Mega like
was that on this episode?
Mega like dollars. Yeah, I think it was this one.
Oh my god, that was insane, dude.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I mean, I appreciate the...
Commit to the bit, they say. Commit to the bit.
You were performing it like Brad Pitt does What's in the Box, right?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Maybe better.
He's putting a spin on his IRL fatigue.
Yeah. I'm a little tired today. I'm going to not lie.
Like, he rode that wave.
Yeah.
And it's
sometimes
okay.
You just go somewhere.
I do it every time, dude.
I always go somewhere else. Just like every listener's a
Art,
new listener.
Where are you? We should ask you that.
Hey,
you
know. Be present.
Hey, buddy.
What do we agree about mindfulness?
That's how you come up with things like strawberry snowballs.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit.
That is fucked up. That's probably like, the grossest thing that we've talked about.
I don't think as fucked up as murdering someone.
No.
We didn't go into detail about murdering, but people love true crime. But not enough people are talking about the vile strawberry snowball.
Dude, people love it when there was cum inside of the corpse.
It's definitely like there's a disproportionate amount of disgust towards the strawberry snowball, especially in relation to the murder. It's incongruent, but I think that's probably most people are grossed out. You will get a visceral reaction if you explain that to a girl. Yes. If you explain murder, she's like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I really want to kill someone, she said.
Soon old Wagaka, you somebody. All right, good job, everybody.
Thanks
for jumping on, Burrito.
Good job.
Good seeing you.
Thanks, Burrito.
See you there, dude.
And we'll see you next time.
See you guys later.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow. This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit 'em up!